Anyway, there are other things that are causing people some problems, and right. one of them is loneliness.
Well, and you know, COVID has created some loneliness that we have not been experiencing in the
right.
past.
Right.
And you know, people, you have to isolate. Brian has to be home alone and nobody around him, and that creates loneliness. And you've heard me say this a million times before, but human beings are very social creatures. Our connections with others enables us to survive and thrive. But as we get older and as things change in life, we tend to find ourselves more alone, more socially isolated. And there's kind of a difference between the two, and people don't think about it. You think of social isolation and loneliness as being the same thing. But social isolation, but it's a hard word for me to say, is physical separation from other people, such as living alone. And you might be lonely, but generally people who choose to live alone and choose to be isolated that way. But loneliness is when you feel alone being around people. You can be in a crowd and feel loneliness. You can live with 30 other people and feel loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very different thing, and that's what is very dangerous, because loneliness creates diseases and creates problems in human beings. National Academy of Sciences and Medicine says that a third of all adults and 45 and older feel lonely. You know, I guess at 45, I didn't have time to think about being lonely. But between children and work and all the rest of
sure,
it.
Sure.
But not everybody's there. But as you age, your children move out. Your spouse may pass away.
Right.
You may be living alone. And older adults are at an increased risk for loneliness and social isolation because of some of these factors. And we have to think about it. The problem with loneliness, and this goes back to what we were just talking about with COVID, it is a fertilizer for other diseases, and that's an interesting way of putting it, but the biology of loneliness can accelerate the buildup of plaque in the arteries. It can help cancer cells grow and spread and promote inflammation in the brain, which creates Alzheimer's and dementia.
Right.
Loneliness promotes several different wear and tear on the body, and you just don't think about it, but it does create a type of stress, and we all know that stress is not good for us.
No, that's for sure.
So we don't want people to be lonely. And that's why we talk about assisted living being so important, because it creates a social model for people. And, you know, people, social isolation creates so many things, and premature death is one of them.
It can also sneak up on you.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's what you got to be very careful of with our older adults, is that you don't realize it, and then all of a sudden, they stop doing certain things, and
right.
they, you know, and I'll let you talk about that as we go along.
Yeah.
But boy, you got to be real careful that you don't let loneliness creep into an older adult's life, because that could be a start of a very quick downward spiral.
Well, you know, when everybody got quarantined from COVID the first go round,
right.
we saw an uptick in smoking, obesity, alcoholism, drug abuse.
All of it.
And it all comes from being alone and being
sure.
scared.
Sure.
And most of us, because we're social animals and we thrive with other people in our lives, it scares us to be alone.
It's pretty common sense, Karen, when you think about the fact that if you're somebody that goes to work or goes to school every single day, and you've gotten conditioned to seeing your coworkers,
yep.
becoming friends with many of them. Obviously, if you're a student, we saw the damage that it did to
yeah.
kids, both academically and socially and developmentally, with COVID and being locked away and isolated, having to look at a computer screen. That's just not getting it done. We are, as you said, we're social animals. We're social butterflies.
And we think computers have the answers, and we think that phones are great, and we think that TV is the answer. It does give you an outlet, but it's really not interacting with people. Even video games where people interact together aren't real.
Nope.
You're not really having a connection with a human being. The other thing that scares me, because, you know, this is one of Marcia's and my passion, 50% of people who are socially isolated have an increased risk of dementia. And that's scary, folks, because there's too many other ways to get dementia between genes and having accidents and things like that. Let's not isolate ourselves to create more dementia. And again, we talk about, well, yeah, do word games, do puzzles, do all this stuff. Don't do things that are in isolation, because you need to be involved with other people.
Right.
Poor social relationships also create 29% increase in heart disease and 32% increase of stroke. That's scary, too, because and I guess when you think about it, if you live alone and you have symptoms of a stroke, you may not realize that you need to call 911. If you have somebody at home, at least they can do that for you. And that's really not good because you know what they say about strokes. You need to treat them immediately to get the best results from having a stroke.
Right.
Of course, depression, anxiety, and suicide are much higher for people who are lonely. There's so many things that we think about that create loneliness. Unexpected death. And I was just asking you about your sister because I worry about people like her who lose somebody she loves very much and she, her family's here and she's not.
Right.
So you just worry about people like
Trust me, I'm well aware of it, which is, as you know why, you know why, how many times I call her and we talk every day.
Yep.
And I literally keep her on the phone and just make her tell me about her day and I tell her about our day, and I ask her about the kids, and her speech is limited,
sure,
because of her stroke,
right?
And so she loves talking to me because I so insist on I won't let her off the hook.
Good,
I make her talk.
That's right.
I make her get her words out, and I always just remind her, don't worry, I own this radio station. I'll take all the daytime I need out of my day.
That's right.
We're gonna
have a conversation here.
Yeah, we're gonna talk.
Yeah.
I'm in no rush.
And you know what? That's one of the things we're going to talk about, solutions and ideas, but that's one of the things they say, listen to people. When you actively listen and engage a person, even if it's on a telephone, that makes them feel like you care.
Sure.
And it makes them feel like they have a purpose and a mission. And that is so important for human beings.
You betcha.
So, telephones are not a bad thing. And when this day and age, if you do get isolated,
it's better than nothing. That's
it
for
is.
Sure. Yeah,
you
it's better,
pick up the phone. Don't ever hesitate to call people. And I have a whole list of organizations that in the next half of the show we'll talk about these organizations. But you do need to listen and observe. Tell people on the phone, tell me more about that situation. Tell me more about what you're doing. Let me tell you about what I'm doing so that you're engaging these people in a conversation. And I guarantee you their blood pressure goes down and so does yours.
Right. And I will tell you this. Sending a message through Facebook is better than doing nothing.
Right.
Sending a text is better than doing nothing. But every time you upgrade it from just a Facebook message to a text to actually calling somebody and then ultimately seeing somebody is the best. But at least letting people use their vocal cords, using their voice, is far better than just typing into a phone and texting. So don't forget about that. Some people have just gotten to the point where they don't even like to be on the phone.
Right.
Our older adults need that connection more so than just getting a text from their grandkids.
That's for sure. And I'm on the phone all day, so I have a trouble getting on the phone when I get home from work.
Right.
But it's important,
but that's a
different
folks. Story. You engage all day long.
But it's important.
Yeah, it really is. All right, we are at 8:45. Let's get to the Fox Business Report. Much more to come. We're talking about loneliness, especially with our older adults. Karen's with us from Oakley Village, the positive points on aging. On the Point.
Mornings with Kev. Mornings with Kev.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by the HGO Group.
Hey, Randy Lawson here from the HGO Group, your Medicare specialist. We're a local, family-owned and operated Medicare agency, and simply put, we take the stress out of your Medicare concerns. The HGO Group handles all things Medicare, which includes Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and drug plans. Listen, we don't believe in a one-size-fits-all approach. We're looking to build a relationship. The HGO Group will walk you through the process and make sure you have the right plan for you. We will be there for you before, during, and most importantly, after you've enrolled. We're local, but make no mistake, we work with 27 different carriers in South Carolina, and we handle all our customer service. Best of all, we won't charge you a penny. We do the work, and we get compensated by the insurance company that best fits your needs. Let's build a relationship. Online, it's thehgogroup.com, or give me a call, Randy Lawson, 851-0219. I'll probably answer myself. That's 851-0219.
Parents ask, what's the best way to save for college? I'm State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, and my answer is always open a Future Scholar 529 College Savings Account. It's easy. You can get started online with any amount. It's flexible to adapt your child's college dreams. And you can deduct 100% of your contributions from the South Carolina state tax return. So what are you waiting for? Go to FutureScholar.com and see why it's the smart, easy way to save for college. FutureScholar.com.
We might not get the wrath of winter they get up north, but we still need something to take that cold edge off. Let Bart Fireside provide your warmth this winter with the comfort and convenience of gas logs. Bart Fireside can beautify existing fireplaces with new gas logs or install a new fireplace. Bring the family together this winter. Bart Fireside is National Fireplace Institute certified. Want more info? Take a look at BartFireside.com or go by the showroom to get some hands-on help. 1131 Broad River Road, Bart Fireside, keeping you warm this winter.
Hey, I'm State Representative Chris Wooten.
And I'm State Representative Micah Caston.
Join us on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. on The Rep.
We'll talk about everything that's happening at the State House and give you an insider's perspective.
All from the General Assembly. So join us at 9 a.m. on The Point, 100.7 FM or 1470 AM.
One of the great things about living in South Carolina is we can do things outdoors almost year-round. Is it time for a new screened-in porch from All Southern Construction? They do all sorts of outdoor work, from repairs and renovations to remodels and construction. Need that new deck or the porch enclosed to keep the bugs out? They're a family-owned business. They're professional, insured, clean, and they stand by their work. Online, it's allsouthernconstruction.com, or please call them now at 206-4816. That's 206-4816.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try the new Sonic Steak and Bacon Grilled Cheese. Savory steak mixed with grilled onions topped with crispy bacon and melty American cheese, plus creamy mayo and tangy barbecue sauce. Or try it spicy with zesty cheese sauce and jalapenos.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic Steak and Bacon Grilled Cheese.
Mmm, Sonic.
Limited time only of participating Sonic drive-ins.
At Temple's Halloran, we are here first and foremost to help the family through their most difficult time while being mindful of their financial needs. At Temple's Halloran, we are interested in serving the family, not loading a contract with many options and misunderstood packages. We serve families one at a time. And you're dealing with either Jeff Temple's or John Halloran, two veteran funeral directors. They were raised in this area, and they have served the Midlands for more than 60 years. Temple's Halloran.
What's the lie that's told most? Makes you wonder, huh? Maybe it's when you agree you've read the terms on a smartphone update and you just check the box to accept it. Who has the time to read all that small print? Well, sometimes you just trust people. Listen, there's a bit of fine print misdirection going on around here in Columbia. It's been brought to my attention. There's a roofing company out there asking homeowners to quickly sign a form allowing them to check out your roof. Well, the fine print on that form says that if you don't use that company, then you have to pay them a grand. Seriously, $1,000? Really, have we gotten to the point now where we're scamming people like this? While some of these unscrupulous roofing companies are getting reported to the Better Business Bureau, and they should be, Bergen was just voted the best roofing company in the state by SC Business Magazine, as they should be. Well, I can tell you, Bergen Roofing never takes a dime before the job is done to the satisfaction of the homeowner, and that's why Bergen Roofing is known and will always be your neighborhood roofer. Call them today, 798-ROOF. That's 798-7663.
During accidents, I-77 southbound, mile marker 17 at Two Notch Road, I-26 west at the 90 Chapin, I-20 westbound at the 64 near I-26. Clemson Road, that one's at Longtown Road, Kelly Mill at EJW Road, Maine near Elmwood. Freedom Plumbing. Got a leaky pipe, a worn-out water heater, or a toilet that needs replacing or slow drains? Plumbing problems stink. 24-hour emergency services available. FreedomPlumbing.com. I'm Sarah Parker on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic. Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
In the Bart Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Very pleasant good morning and welcome back in on The Point. Thanks for giving us a little bit of your time. Kev with you. No Brian today. He'll be back with us soon, we hope. But we do have Miss Karen Pickard with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. It is our continuation of our regular Tuesday morning feature, The Positive Points on Aging. We really enjoy this feature. Thanks to our friends at Oakley Village for making it happen. And, of course, thanks to Karen for schlepping down to the station to hang out with us on Tuesdays. We always enjoy your visits very, very much.
So, we enjoy doing this. It's a great thing
it
to
is.
Do.
It's a good public service, and I get such positive feedback from so many people, and you guys have really defined what we do here. It's just been very, very helpful. I got an email from a listener, it would have been about 3 weeks ago,
because
I was gone for a week. You guys did the show when I was away, and then we've had New Year's and all that stuff. It was about 3 weeks ago. And I got an email from a listener. I should have forwarded it to you, but it was all about the show. I don't remember specifically.
Well, that's nice.
But it was about the we were talking about, you know, something had to do with getting ready for the holidays and this and that. And she's like, I never thought of several of the things you suggested, and we're going to try that because we're leaving tomorrow to go to, you know, mom's house in, I think it was Virginia or West Virginia. Uh-huh. Anyway, it was just really a positive email from her thanking us, saying, I never thought of the things that you guys were suggesting. It's going to make our trip with her that much better.
That's wonderful to hear. That's all we want to do is touch a few people. You know, it's not for everybody, but if we touch one or two people, that's really important.
Sure enough.
And that's kind of important about what we're talking about today, because loneliness is one of those things, like we just said, can just eat at you and cause all kinds of problems. But people who are engaged in meaningful, productive activities live longer. They have a purpose. Just everything's better if you feel like you're giving back to people. So that's kind of what we do, and that's why we enjoy doing this, is because it is kind of a purpose that Marcia and I both feel.
Sure.
There are a lot of things that people can do, even older people can do, to help break the cycle of loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said before the break, you talking to your sister on the phone.
Sure.
Huge. That's just engaging people. Even if it's a 15-minute conversation, just engaging somebody on a telephone. But you can also create a strategy for these people. Help them get involved. Help them feel special. There's so many organizations in town you can volunteer for. And my 89-year-old mother-in-law was volunteering at his house for a while. You know, and it just made her feel good. She did Meals on Wheels till she was about 86. Go for it. I mean, it doesn't hurt. Drive somebody who can't drive themselves and deliver meals together. Spend that hour or 2 hour with them, and you'd be so amazed what you would learn. We've talked about that on the show before. Seniors have so much to offer everybody.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is what I really think is very important, and I think we're missing in the society today. You did this with your children. I did it with my children. But we need to have intergenerational events and things that young children have grandparents or older people that they spend time with, because the older people get from the young people and the young people get so much from the older people.
Sure, sure.
You know, assisted livings, nursing homes, you can't do it all the time, but they do like it when children come in and engage the older people
goodness,
there. And it just is such a wonderful thing to do. What if your grandmother taught art in high school 50 years ago? She can still teach an art class to some kids. You don't have to do great painting, but just even color by number is good for kids.
Right.
So get them engaged. Help get them to teach the piano. You know, little kids can learn to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Sure.
Doesn't hurt. Sometimes it just getting them out of their comfort zone is a really good thing to do.
Absolutely.
You know, talk to your neighbor. If you know you have a neighbor who lives alone, talk to them about their garden. Just go outside when they're working and have a conversation with them. Those kinds of things engage other people, and you will feel better when you're doing these things as well. But I've got a list of organizations, and I do want to mention some of them while we're on the air still, because there were some of them I'd never heard of them, and some of them I'd never thought about. There's AmeriCorps Senior Programs, and they match older, 55 and older people with volunteer opportunities in their area. That's great. You know, I wouldn't think about that, but there's tons of different things you can volunteer, science programs, whatever. Commit to Connect Program. They provide access to services for older adults and people with disabilities that experience social isolation. you don't think about it, but people, young people have strokes. Young people have isolation issues.
Sure.
So think about that kind of thing. Diverse Elder Coalition. This is for the LGBT community and for people who have diverse backgrounds. One of the things that I read in doing the study for this is that people of different cultures who live in a neighborhood may not may be more isolated because they don't maybe not speak the language well, or they may have just different likes and interests. So engage in those people. You don't think about it, but engage with those folks. Elder Care Locators connects older adults and their families with support services such as transportation, caregiving, maybe assisted living. All those are good organizations. Friend to Friend America pairs older adults with trained volunteers to provide companionship and build strong social connections. All of these are websites, folks, that you can go to. You just type in their names and they will help you. The Institute on Aging or the Office on Aging, those are local companies that you can reach right. out to that are very good. One that I love is Big Sisters, Big Brothers and right. Big Sisters right. organization. Those are huge. And you would be, you don't have to do a lot. Just be there. So engage with those things. The National Council on Aging is also, it helps Americans age with dignity, providing information and resources. All of these are websites that you can go to at any time. And I just ask people to think about the people that are lonely. Think about people you know at church. Think about people you know at the gym. If they're going to a gym, they probably... You think they might not be lonely, but once they leave the gym, they may close the door and never come out of that house again until they have to go shopping.
Yeah.
They may not have anybody else to talk to. So think about the people are you around during your day and think about how you may help them. It's a new year, and I think if we find ourselves giving more, mm-hmm. we can make 23 a very compassionate and giving year instead of so isolated and so me thinking that we look towards other people. And that's what I want to push this year more than anything.
Well, it's a good way of starting the year that
yeah.
way. It really is. Now, if people are interested in these organizations, obviously they're driving to work right
oh,
now.
Yeah.
If they need to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to find you?
803-808-3477 or oakleafvillagelexington.com. And I am going to put a plug in real quick because the other thing that I think is huge, and I just had our support group at Oakleaf last week. Support groups are wonderful
things. So glad you said that.
Well, they are. And I don't care if it's for dementia. I don't care if it's for autism, alcohol abuse. There are so many support groups out there for people to take advantage of. And they will connect you with other people who are walking the same path that you are. And I had somebody at the support group. We only had three people at it. But one person looked up and said, I have made more friends in this group that I can pick up the phone and call when I just want to cry because my mother has dementia.
Sure.
So, makes folks, sense. It's if we can reach across the aisle and help one another, I think that's really what we need to do this year.
I think it's great. Well, I think what you guys are doing, again, is so valuable. But the moral of today's discussion is don't let this creep up on people.
Right. Don't let it creep up on you. Yeah. If you feel lonely, reach out and call somebody.
Right.
Give us a call at Oakleaf. We can talk to you.
Absolutely. And if you think you know somebody who might be lonely, please take the time and do a blessing by reaching out to them. It'll
yep.
make such a difference. All right. Ralph Norman later on today on the afternoon drive at 4 o'clock. We're coming back in just a short while with Your Way Home with John and Erica. Stick around. This is The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the BART Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.